intimate partner violence. Intimate partner violence can occur in any relationship where there is an imbalance of power. Most often, abusers use a combination of physical force, emotional intimidation, and psychological terror to either threaten or abuse the victim. The victim lives in constant fear for themselves or others that the abuser has targeted. As a result, victims often live with chronic stress and stay silent as they try to protect themselves and/or others. Victims often fear judgment from society, friends, and family for living in an abusive relationship. Exposing the abuse would mean that they need to share details about situations that may be embarrassing and painful to reveal. For years, reports have shown that Indigenous women have been experiencing disproportionate incidents of violence. Though we could locate some statistics to illustrate the situation, it's anticipated that these numbers are significantly underreported. Intimate partner violence can be grouped into three main types: physical, emotional, and psychological. Intimate partner violence certainly takes its toll on a victim's health. Physical violence can result in sprains, broken bones, wounds, scars, and severe hearing and vision problems. There can be injuries to voices, teeth, and hair loss. Equally alarming is the prevalence of psychological issues affecting victims of intimate partner violence. Victims may begin to harm themselves, experience acute anxiety, and develop extreme reactions to their situation, such as uncontrollable fear, crying, or anger. They may also experience insomnia or have nightmares. What are some warning signs of intimate partner violence? Apart from the more obvious physical harm that victims may present, it may be possible to identify trouble from behavior patterns that abusers tend to display: controlling, monitoring, manipulating, and creating isolation. Plus, imposing financial restrictions deserve careful observation because they may be warning signs. How to help someone experiencing intimate partner violence? Keep in contact with them. Encourage the victim to call 911 if it is an emergency. Be observant of signs or signals. Come up with a code word. Things to remember if you are preparing to leave an intimate partner violence situation. Remember that you are not to blame. You did not cause the abuse. You and any children involved deserve to be safe, happy, and treated respectfully. It's not likely that your abuser will change. If you or someone you care about are victim to intimate partner violence, seek advice and assistance from an intimate partner violence program, shelter, or crisis hotline.